Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
It's no secret that dating in this day and age is tough. You've got so many options like Tinder and Bumble and online things. Like
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of
RSVP.
Yeah, there we go. In
so many.
Harmony or whatever it is.
E-Harmony, yeah.
But when it comes down to it, it's still a tough gig. And there's one guy who has decided to take it upon himself, get offline with the general public and just get online for his own webpage, which is insane. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
Oh, fantastic. So excited to speak to you. So the website you've created is datebrandon.com.
Yeah.
And essentially, you've set up a website. So, you know, instead of you going through the whole rigmarole that Gabby was explaining with online dating, if people want to date you, they, for lack of a better term, have to apply. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's basically Tinder, but just for me.
This is just gold because I did the whole Tinder thing and it sucks because you match and then
work.
You chat you're right, it's hard work. But this takes all of the hard work out of it.
Yeah, so if you're not interested, don't apply via my website. But if you are, apply. Can we run through some of the requirements? Because you've actually got a pretty impressive list here of things that you would expect in a partner. What are the most important things that you've listed out?
Yeah, so the most important things are someone who lives near me. I'm in the North Shore in Sydney. Someone that's about my age. I'm 25 years old, so I'm hoping to find someone about my age. I have had a few people over 40 apply.
Oh, wow.
which was maybe they didn't read the requirements or something. I did also have someone from Cambodia apply, which was
close enough.
A little bit too far. And, yeah, ideally just someone who loves animals. I'm a big animal lover, so, yeah, if someone didn't love animals and I was kind of with them, it'd be a bit awkward.
I was going to ask about that because a lot of your photos are with animals, but you've also raised thousands of dollars for dogs. You also volunteer when it comes to rescue puppies and things like that. So if it was a cat person, what would you do?
I love cats as well.
It's just an animal person.
All right.
Brandon, has anyone actually said to you, it's an arrogant thing to do, to say, look, I'm off on online dating and if you want to date me, it's up to you to apply. Has anyone said that is, you know, like a little bit too confident?
Surprisingly, no, but I have had, most of the feedback's been positive. People saying, oh, it's great, you're putting yourself out there, dating's hard and everything. I have had a few negative comments, people saying I look emaciated. Saying I'm really desperate. I've had like a few nasty things and everything, but I've actually got a section on the website. There's a contact us page on the website and there's a drop down menu for people who want to troll me. So if people want to, just select that option. I think a lot of the trolls, they can't even read because they don't even choose that option. But anyway, it's there for people who want to.
You've thought of everything with this website. You've also made sure there's no small talk when you do go on dates because you've listed everything about you so everyone is well aware of what they're getting themselves into. But have you been on any dates yet?
Yeah, so I went to Monica's Doggy Rescue. They're a really good animal shelter in Ingleside in New South Wales. I went dog walking with a girl. It went like kind of all right and everything. The girl was nice, but I don't know, I just wasn't feeling any sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, I've been seeing this other girl. I've seen her about 3 or 4 times now.
Great.
And it seems like it may or may not go somewhere. So that's exciting, I guess.
So how many dates and then you have to take the website down? Like, is there a rule or is it just when she puts a foot down and says, okay, enough's enough?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. I think when it gets to that point, I'll know.
Okay.
I don't think it's got to that point yet. I hope it does soon, but I guess we'll just see what happens.
So when I get down on one knee and propose, that's when
probably pull the website down. Just out of interest, how many inquiries have you had?
So far, just over 17,000 people have been on the website.
What?
And
wow.
I've had about roughly 90 to 100 applications, and of them, about 80 to 85 actually serious things. Because I thought people would just go on the website and be like, oh, you're an idiot, But no, almost all the applications have actually been serious applications, people writing paragraphs of information about themselves. I guess it's kind of like reverse Tinder for me. In the past, I've been on Tinder. I'm the one swiping right, swiping right, swiping right. no one likes me. This is kind of the opposite. There's all these applications, and I'm like, oh, shit, I need to choose someone.
Is that hard, though? Because you've got so much variety and so many people to choose from. Like, when I'm on Netflix, I can't pick a movie because there's too many choices. Like, how do you pick a date? Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, very good question. It has been hard because there's been, like, a lot of applications, and I feel bad not replying to everyone because, like, but I just can't because, like, I work full-time and, you know, I just sort of kind of choose one or two people at a time and then kind of speak to them, see if they'd be willing to meet up. And then if they're suitable, kind of just go from there. If nothing happens or the conversation dies out, then just move on to the next most suitable person. Yeah.
Just Ariana Grande it. Thank you, next.
I like, because in essence, I think what you've done here is you've taken back control. Because the apps and, you know, like you say, you're swiping right, nothing's coming back. You've taken back control and you've made it, look, if anyone is actually interested, here I am, you can apply. And I kind of...
I love it.
The confidence that requires is huge, and I respect that. So, Brandon from datebrandon.com, you are just you're a brave man. If anyone wants to troll him, click the troll link at the website.
But if anyone wants to apply...
Yeah, apply.
Might have to move to Sydney, but that's okay.
Hey, you live in the North Shore, so it's a nice suburb. Datebrandon.com is the website. Brandon, you're a gentleman. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Have you ever caught a bus in Townsville before?
Maggie Island, does that count? Because I have caught one over there.
I guess it does.
Not in Townsville, though.
They are some buses.
Are they?
I've caught a bus. I've caught the Maggie one, heaps. I've caught a bus on the mainland once, and it was just... it's the most awful experience. I'm not going to go into that now. But a lot of people having awful experiences because Townsville City Council Mayor Jenny Hill came out yesterday. Mm. Council met for the first time. And, I mean, she had the knives out.
Oh.
She had the whole samurai sword out.
God, first meeting and already stab, stab, stab.
She was into it. Oh. And she was swinging at Sunbus, the local bus service provider. Scathing attack. She's claimed that often Sunbus runs late. They'll miss services. And sometimes drivers just drive past passengers.
Just leave them
at stops. This is a little bit more of what she said to the media yesterday.
But can I ask you, when was the last time you saw Sunbus even advertise their services? Talk to the community about routes. You know, it's always when the contract negotiations are coming back. It's not good enough.
It's pretty pathetic. Like, oh, the contract negotiations are coming up. Better be good now.
Isn't that very similar to politics, though? Like, election's coming up, better start advertising.
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm glad you pointed it out.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1. Cliffo and Gabby's Golden Plugger.
We are celebrating all things Aussie in the lead up to Australia Day and trying to find the most Aussie in Townsville. So we've done the best pie in Townsville, which was Mal's Bakery and Pie Shop. And we've done the coldest beer, which was yesterday, and your votes came in strong.
It was sort of coldest beer / best pie.
Of course, yeah, because everyone's got cold beer. But
yeah.
Cold beer sounds Aussie.
Doesn't it? Oh, mate, there's nothing more Australian than that bit of foam on the top of a skilly.
You don't want to go to the UK where they have...
hot beer.
Yeah, warm beer. What is that?
What's going on there?
It's not right.
Honourable mentions to the Australian... on Palmer Street, the Seaview.
Yep, the brewery.
A lot of love for the brewery yesterday. But there could only be one winner, and we were happy to crown it to the Bowley Barn, which has recently had renovations.
Huge renovations. They have the most epic beer garden now with a huge TV and a smoker that they use.
Yeah, like a wood fire. Was that the first time you've been to the Bowley Barn yesterday?
Yes.
When we went? Yeah. Good setup, huh?
Great setup.
We went and told Karen, and she's like one of the people that works there, and obviously a real lover of the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and told Karen the good news.
It is pretty good news. So you know that we were doing best coldest beer / best pub. Well, I think you're the winner.
You've won it.
Oh, my God.
The Bowley Barn won it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, because I heard it on the radio, and I was like, that's it. We've got a ring. And then, she's good. Calling up, and, yeah, that's awesome. I can't believe we won.
What makes it so great here?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the secret?
Oh, well, first of all, the service is great.
Oh, of course.
And, yeah, so we do have the coldest beer, and we have a great environment, all the renovations, everything's new and fresh, and we've got live music, the beer garden, so great atmosphere. So
pretty much everything's great at the Bowly.
What is perfect temperature of a beer, by the way?
Look, I couldn't quote that myself.
But all right, rack a few up. We better test them.
Yeah, that's what it is. Give it a taste test.
Karen was great, and we interrupted eating her lunch, her egg and lettuce sandwich, for that. So thank you, Karen.
It was worth it because she got the golden plugger.
She did. Hey, it continues. New category launching this morning from 7:40 on the air. We want the most Aussie bloke or Sheila in North Queensland. So
you can nominate.
Nominate away.
And it can be yourself.
Facey.
Yeah.
Nominate yourself.
Nominate yourself if you like, or a mate.
Or, you know what? That's probably an easy way to do it too. Head to our Facey page, hit 103.1 Townsville, and just tag in a mate.
Yeah.
Who's the most Aussie bloke or Sheila in Townsville.
Exactly. No, I think we're going to get a lot of tags.
There's going to be a lot of tags.
There's a lot of Aussie people around here.
We're going to get a lot of tags. The Golden Plug is at Hit 103.1, back on the air this morning, up to 7:40.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We are Mozzie Central up here in North Queensland. I don't think they die at all. Like, we've got Mozzies all year round. And so they're one of the more hated species in this area.
Have you spent any time in Queen's Gardens?
Oh, yes. Recently? They are just overgrown, like they're ridiculous.
I've been to weddings there where, you know how often you'll get to a wedding and, you know, there'll be the table of water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There'll be the table with Aragard on it.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want.
That's necessary.
With your aftershave and perfume. It's like Rid mixed in. Great
yummy
smell.
Hey, it's what you look like, not what you smell that's like true at a wedding. But I found these really unknown or interesting facts about Mozzies that maybe we'll change our mind about them. Maybe we'll have a little bit more respect for the little old Mozzie. So
you want to be bloody good facts, mate?
Well, they're pretty good. There's at least 3,500 species of Mozzies, but only a few hundred of them bite.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there's actually thousands of breeds out there that don't actually suck your blood.
There's thousands of good boys.
There's thousands of good boys.
You don't bite.
Female Mozzies are the only ones doing the blood sucking.
Oh, well, that's standard.
Male Mozzies actually dine on plant nectar or sap. So again, they're good boys.
No surprise
they're bad
there.
Girls. Bad girls.
I've dated a few girls like that before.
Bloodsuckers or soul suckers?
Just sucking
which
the,
one?
The life out of me.
Female Mozzies can beat their wings up to 500 times per second, and that's how male Mozzies find them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a mating call.
That's
and that's where you get that buzz from as well. It's from their wings.
The male Mozzies, like, they're eating their plants, like, look at the buzz on her.
Oh, my God.
Look at those wings flap.
Mozzies don't only drink human blood. They can also feed on mammals, birds, and even amphibians.
Okay.
So they're not picky. They'll take what they can get. And it would take 1.1 million Mozzies to drain all the blood from an adult human. So one Mozzie isn't actually going to do all that much damage.
Yeah. So one visit to Queen's Gardens.
One visit to Queen's Gardens. Yeah, watch out. And you'll just be like this sucked out corpse
like
on the
emancipated. Been to Queen's Gardens? Yeah, had a wedding.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's Golden Plugger.
In the lead up to Australia Day this Saturday, we are awarding the most Aussie in Townsville. So Aussie iconic things such as pies and cold beers. We are finding the best in our fair city.
And this is a different one today because so far we've been after businesses.
Yeah.
So well done to Mal's Bakery. They won Best Pie. The Bowly Barn won Coldest Beer yesterday. Today's category is the most Aussie bloke or Sheila in Townsville.
So this is an individual award that would just go to that one person who, I don't want to say bogan, but who's a little bit bogan.
Bogan's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It just means you're super Aussie.
For some reason, somewhere along in a time, bogan became negative. Bogan is not derogatory.
No,
bogan is good. I'm a bit bogan.
Same.
I'm wearing thongs to work right now.
Same.
How bogan's that?
So am I. Like, thongs are my only form of footwear at this point in time.
We're thinking like mullets, footy shorts, and the double pluggers that have been worn so thin they're like a sheet of paper.
The real Aussie accent.
Yeah. The Aussie attitude. That's what it is. It's really the attitude, isn't it?
Yeah. As a pie for brekkie,
yeah.
A lamo for lunch.
A snag for dinner. Look, 13, 12, 16, if this is you or you just know someone who's real Aussie, you know, if you know an Aussie bloke or an Aussie Sheila and you want to nominate them, call us right now, 13, 12, 16. Lines are clear. Think, I guess, the Russell Coits of Townsville.
Yes.
You know?
Or
who else?
Really the Aussie. Steve Irwin of Townsville.
Yes.
is a great Australian.
Maybe the Kath and Kim of Townsville.
Yeah, I want the Kel Knights of Northwood. 13, 12, 16.
Nominate yourself if you want to as well. That's not frowned upon.
No, not well, that's an Australian thing to do.
Yeah.
I've got enough confidence to nominate myself. So 13, 12, 16. Bobby's here right now. You want to nominate Bob?
I would love to. I work at Toyota here in Townsville. And there is a beautiful young lady that works here. Her name's Brittany Leroy. And she... Yeah, and she takes the cake. She's amazing.
What makes her so Aussie? Like, what does she do?
She loves her fishing. So every time she's selling a car, she's always talking about this big, massive barra that she caught. she's got the accent. She's got the personality. Yeah. She's just, honestly, she's phenomenal.
She sounds amazing. That's great. Yeah, and she really she'd be happy with the nomination?
She has no idea.
I love it. Bobby, her name is on the list, okay?
Okay.
Kate's here next. Kate, who's your nomination?
My father, Sean.
Sean. Okay. What makes him so Aussie? Explain him to us.
He has leathery tan skin because he works out in the sun and always had. He's got a long mullet.
Ah,
he
yes.
drinks yes. BB every day, and his lunch is a pie and a smoke.
Oh,
pie and a smoke.
That is typical Aussie, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely not what the Australian Medical Association would probably recommend for a healthy, rounded diet.
And sun care as well. Yeah. But the mullet, I can definitely go for.
The mullet they like. That's just warmth in wintertime, you know? Hey, that's a great nomination. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much for your day, guys. Enjoy. Okay.
Thank you, you too. 13, 12, 16, we'll take one more. Hey, who's this?
Yeah, hi.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Jasmine.
Jasmine, who are you nominating for the Aussiest Bloke or Sheila?
Oh, Local Sheila. I was calling for Local Bloke.
Yeah, go for it. Local Bloke. Who is it?
Okay. His name's Stephen. He's always in a boardy and shorts. He's drinking a 4X every time I see him. I don't think I've ever seen him sober. He's got the dirtiest mullet, which we sometimes straighten when he thinks he's feeling pretty. And I don't think I've ever seen him wear any shoes other than thongs.
Can we get this straight? You occasionally get out the GHD and straighten his mullet.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but
I love
it's
that.
Just when he's feeling pretty.
I want to see that. That'd be amazing.
I don't think I'd be putting my GHD anywhere near.
What's his name?
It depends on when he watched it last.
What's his name again?
His name's Stephen Mackay.
Yeah, Stevo.
Stevo.
Hey, he's on the
we
list.
We call him Junior. We call him Junior, but I don't know why, because he's the oldest of our group.
That is so Aussie, so to have a nickname and have no idea why.
Where it came from.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
There's a lot of pregnant women in Townsville at the moment. Wow, that's the ultimate
horrible sound.
That's the ultimate contraception right there.
If that was your alarm just going off, good luck with the day.
Never having more kids. But there was news out the other day that, Dirigan, the birth capital of Townsville, I'm not just saying there's a lot of pregnant people in Townsville at the moment. There must have been something in the water. My wife is one of those people. We're having a little boy early April, which we're super excited about. But she's gotten to that stage now, my beautiful wife, Michelle, where you can tell she's really, really pregnant. So when she lays down, because she's quite a slender woman, my wife, it's sort of like normal Michelle. This big bar, kind of basketball, kind of round shape.
Yeah, it's like she's just smuggling a basketball out of a shop.
It happened all of a sudden. Do you know, she was just normal. Oh, my God, you're really, really pregnant now. apparently, our little boy is the size of a 10-pin, so he's starting to get
that's quite
bigger.
Big.
Yeah. So anyway, because she's getting bigger and that, obviously, you know, our little boy's getting bigger, she's eating more and more. And I'm starting to notice that because my wife usually doesn't eat that much. But it really hit home the other day, Gabs, because I was making dinner. And I was just making, I had some Turkish bread and some leftover barbecue chicken.
Mm.
So I'm like, I'll put some avocado and cheese on there and we'll just make little toasties or whatever. And I thought, you know, a bit of cheese there, bit of bread, probably enough stuff to sort of fill us up.
Yeah.
We'll just have a little coleslaw salad on the side. That'll be fine. We don't need chips or, you know, potato salad or anything. There's enough with the bread.
Mm.
The coleslaw will be fine. So my wife gets home from work. She's like, what's for dinner? I said, I'm going to make these
toasties.
Chicken toasties or whatever.
Open sandwiches.
What are we going to have with them?
I said, coleslaw. She said, what about the chips? What about chips? I said, well, I thought there'd be enough, you know, to fill us up with the bread and stuff.
We've got enough carbs here.
Got enough carbs here. I thought the coleslaw would be enough. She shoots me a look. Looks down at her belly, looks up at me, and then just says these few little words. Mama gotta eat.
Do not deny
her. I love that. Mama gotta eat. And at that point, I realized, do not get between a pregnant woman and her chips.
No.
Just do it. I'll do whatever you want, darling. I'll cook it.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.